Welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi.
I reminded you of the national program, three fundamental programs: insecurity, secondly, the destruction of the economy, and sadly, corruption. This vicious circle, the APC has promised to change it as quickly as we can.
We will govern Nigeria honestly in accordance with the Constitution. We will strive to secure the country and efficiently manage the economy. We will strive to attack poverty through broadly shared economic growth and attacking corruption through impartial application of the law. We will tolerate no religious, regional, ethnic, or gender bias in our government.
That was the voice of President Muhammadu Buhari making his campaign promise in 2015 on how he will fight tooth and nail to tackle corruption in Nigeria. According to the 2021 Corruption Perceptions Index reported by Transparency International, Nigeria is the 154th least corrupt nation out of 180 countries. The Corruption Perception Index ranks countries and territories based on how corrupt their public sector is perceived to be. With less than 10 months to the end of this government, has President Muhammadu Buhari kept true to his campaign promises to Nigerians? Let's hear from some Nigerians.
My name is Ishaq Mahmoud Tankoningi. I'm from Bauchi State. We don't really know whether himself, Buhari, is not corrupt. That is something that we are still debating about, because actually there is no sign of him or any allegation against him as a person. But right from the first family, right from his wife, his siblings, his nephews, we all know that the fight against corruption is a charade. And himself, Buhari, I believe, knows that he has failed in terms of corruption. Just look at the case of Babatunde Lawal. Look at the case of the recent case of the accountant general. Look at the case of the former service chiefs. How did the Naira, their budgets, and nothing has been done in terms of security. Corruption is one of the reasons whereby the dollar is still gaining against the Naira.
The regime of President Buhari hasn't stayed true to their promise to fight corruption in any way. I don't even think they have stayed true to any of their promises they made throughout their campaign. So, but on the issue of corruption, I think that's even different, because not only did they not stay true, I think they even aided it, if I would put it that way, even took us back into the dark ages from our judicial system and how much it has dilapidated. Then the supposed people that have even been charged and sentenced that were freed as presidential pardon. All through, it's been 7 years so far, and there's not been any high-ranking government official that has been sentenced or has been even tried.
President Buhari's regime never stayed true to its promises to fight corruption, and I'll just give three people as case studies. We have Abba Kyari, we have Jolly Nyame, and we have Joshua Dariye. Joshua Dariye and Jolly Nyame, they were ex-governors of some northern states, Plateau State and Taraba State, right? Now, these two governors were arrested for misappropriation of funds, and they were arrested for embezzlement of public funds. But the president, sitting in the National Council, granted them pardons on what grounds? Held grounds, and that they were too old to serve jail terms. Abba Kyari, on the other hand, was arrested for drug trafficking, and the FBI wanted to extradite him from Nigeria to the US to answer for his crimes. But they never granted the FBI that permission to take Abba Kyari and try him there. Why? If you are so big on fighting corruption, then you should be able to make loud statements by using people as, like, there are some people that when you use as scapegoats, other people will learn.
Those are some Nigerians sharing their thoughts. What giant stride then has been taken in the last 7 years in the fight against corruption? Has the government made a significant effort in its fight against corruption? All attempts made to reach Garba Shehu, the senior special assistant, media and publicity to the president, proved abortive, as he was unresponsive to all our calls and text messages at the time of filing this report. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. We'll be back shortly. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at how the fight against corruption has gone 7 years down the line for an administration that promised to put the fight on the front burner. Before we went on break, we had a chat with some Nigerians who told us how the president did not stay true to his promise to fight corruption. Has there been a significant reduction in corruption since this administration took over? Did the Buhari's administration fight or feel corruption? The head of Transparency International, Nigeria, tells us.
My name is Awal Musa Rafsanjani. I'm the head of Transparency International in Nigeria. The Transparency International is not a political organization. We are doing things built on facts and evidence on the ground. So to fight corruption is not about slogans. It's not about propaganda. It is about putting system, policy, and programs in place that can help block the leakages and also ensure that there's a sanction when there's a breach, no matter how powerful you are. Secondly, fighting corruption, you know, includes fighting political corruption. Now, the political corruption is, you know, going on unabated in the country. A situation whereby people who have been accused of corruption, a situation whereby people who are standing on trial for corruption, a situation whereby people who are being investigated for corruption, you suddenly do not find any other person to give them political appointment. It is such kind of person that you bring. Definitely, many Nigerians will tell you that the government was not really serious about fighting corruption. Secondly, there are many policies and legal framework that you're supposed to either implement or to enact to ensure that, you know, your fight against corruption is actually, you know, serious. One, even though we have public procurement law, the public procurement law has been disregarded and not been respected. And that is why you see inflation in contracts. You will see also lack of contract transparency and lack of contract openness. Again, when you look at the freedom of information, part of the effort to see that a country is fighting corruption is through the enactment and the implementation of freedom of information law. Now, the freedom of information law is there, but it's not also being respected by respective government agencies. Thirdly, if you say you want to fight corruption, definitely issue of respecting court order, rule of law, what will also distinguish a country that, you know, is fighting corruption and a country that is just doing eye service or lip services. Again, shrinking of civil space, allowing citizens to express themselves in a democratic order without, you know, hostility, without emasculation, also is part of what will judge a country that is fighting corruption. Fourthly, the country, its financial institutions, you know, as it continues to aid financial flow and money laundering, it cannot be said to be fighting corruption. ECOWAS recently issued a report showing how Nigeria financial system are being used to finance terrorism and, you know, political corruption. So if you have all this, definitely you cannot say that you have left a legacy that is supposed to ensure that the institutionalization of fighting corruption through systematic way is achieved. It is absolutely not achieved. What we are seeing today is more of like lip service and blackmail. Fighting corruption is not about blackmail. It's not about censorship. It is about all these things that I have listed to you. And then again, if you are fighting corruption, you do not have whistleblower that can encourage Nigerians to voluntarily speak out against the evil of corruption and then get protected. If the people want to, you know, harm them, you cannot be said to be fighting corruption. Mm. So this rundown of what you need to do, what you need to put in place for a country, for a government to be judged as a fighting corruption. Now, looking at what all this issue, what is it that the Buhari administration has done in that regard? You remember, we keep on recovering assets, and those assets, no accountability about how they have been managed. So fighting corruption is also about accountability. You cannot be recovering money, and then every year, look at the accountant general, the auditor general. Auditor general report clearly shows you that the country is not fighting corruption. A situation whereby more than half of the government agencies are not given audit reports, are not even, and they keep on collecting annual budgetary allocation without any day, you know, submitting any report. It shows you how deep the corruption is.
So now we know that this administration is coming to an end. And one thing Nigerians have to realize is the fact that there's no administration that will come that will be able to make magic happen. Just like you said, it has eaten deep. What is the way forward?
There's a way forward on this matter. Let's strengthen our institutions of corruption. If you want to fight corruption, you must make sure that you strengthen public institutions that will be able to block leakages. We don't need the corruption to happen. So before the corruption happens, block the leakages. Make sure that, you know, there's also sanction and penalty for people who have flagrantly abused due process. It is not about the drama that, you know, sometimes we see. You arrest somebody, you go and tie his room, and then the next day he's out. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't show that you are a serious party against corruption in our country. We need to be systematic. We need to ensure that we have systems, we build systems. If the government can invest, ensure public, you know, education, people and consequences of corruption, I think it will go a long way to prevent many Nigerians from involving themselves, directly or indirectly, from corrupt practices. And then the blueprint that will involve every Nigerian in terms of fighting corruption. We have campaigned and advocated for having a national strategy plan on the fight against corruption. This administration has dumped that document. We cannot be fighting corruption through mouse, through blackmail and abuse. The government must send tactics. The government must put in place system and policy and programs that can help ensure that corruption and corrupt practices are minimized in Nigeria.
That was Awal Musa Rafsanjani, head of Transparency International Nigeria. According to Joe Biden, America's president, corruption is a cancer that eats away at citizens' faith in democracy, diminishes the instinct for innovation and creativity. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM, it's 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comment, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.